You were listening to Ladies POV with Yo Amika. Let's get this show started.
Hello, world. This is Ladies POV. I am Mika, and she is
Yo Wanda.
And again, this is Ladies POV, powered by Anchor. You can listen to us on all streaming platforms that you wish, wherever you listen to. We are there and all that good stuff. So please make sure you listen, you subscribe, share with a friend, all of that, because we're here for your listening pleasure. And we just like to do this for fun. Anywho.
Absolutely.
It is another great week upon us, and so much has happened this week in the sports world. I'm excited because sports is back on my TV.
Right, exactly.
It has been months, you know, of quarantine and COVID-19 and all of that. It's been months since they shut them down, and I did not think that sports would be back this year at all. I said, shut it down. Let it go. Let's find a cure, whatever the case. Get a vaccination. And then let's just take the L this year and then start back up. But, you know, I'm glad they ain't listened to me.
Well, you know, at this point, I don't know, because, you know, it seems like more players, you know, as these seasons are starting, of course, baseball started, you know. I wasn't sure if anybody was aware, especially here in the area, you know, Juan Soto tested positive.
All that, man.
You know, so, I mean, like some, you know, of course, big star for the Washington Nationals, you know, a couple of other folks, you know, key folks of I think Kansas City Royals Dozier, he's tested positive. You know, at the bubble down there at NBA in Orlando, you know, you had Russell Westbrook before they got there, had tested positive. I mean, you kind of still have players that are kind of coming up, and I understand they're getting tested and some more stuff and trying to keep everybody close, but it just seems like to me, I don't know. The risk seems to be a little high for entertainment purposes, especially when there's no, as we discussed before, you know, there's no audience, there's no fans. So just seems to be a little, and it's kind of weird because, you know, I'm watching the NBA scrimmages and, you know, you're seeing the teams there and they're kind of, you know, spread apart on the sidelines. Even with the, you know, baseball, it's the same way, you know, the dugout seems to be a little bit bigger because everybody's, you know, spaced out, you know, appropriately. So it's just, you know, it's a little different. I mean, I don't think that I would have been hurt. I don't think I would have been hurt if they canceled. It's, but, you know, I'm saying let the NFL be the first one to come back to see how it all worked out.
I feel you. And it's like I said, I'm happy to see it. And I want to remain optimistic.
Yes.
But, you know, let's be real here. Yeah. How long is this going?
Right.
You know, how long is this going to, continue? Because like you said, I mean, number one, it's an adjustment on our part on the TV to see, because there's nobody in the stands. I mean, you see, I was watching the San Francisco and Dodgers game.
Right.
And they had all cutouts.
I think you could actually like purchase, you know, you can, you know, and have your cutout on the, you know, in the stand.
Oh, that's how that works. See, I didn't know how it worked, how they picked those people, but I happened to look. I said, what in the, they're cardboard.
Right.
That's cute.
And then, like, you know, if you really watch, you see like strategically in like the places where you would hit, you know, like home runs, you know, so that they would have cutouts in those areas so that it would be, you know, like, you know, fans, per, you know, out there in those areas to hit the long ball. It's just, yeah, it was, you know, like I said, I think they tried to be creative with what they were doing, which was, like I said, it was, you know, like I said, again, it was a little weird because everything was so, again, with you know, hockey too, it was the same thing. You know, you're hearing, like, you really hear the commentator, you really hear everything because there's nothing that kind of insulates the sound. And then the camera angles are really, they're different than what we're used to. Of course, now, especially now, we're so used to being up close on the game. Now, right. The camera angles are a little wider and kind of reminds me of watching basketball or even baseball, like, you know, kind of way back where the camera angle is not right there up on the players now. It's you know, like I said, it's kind of scaled back because, again, you can't be but so close and, you know, right. And you know what, how many people you can have there, you know, so you're not going to get every single camera angle. It's kind of crazy to me. It's kind of crazy. So
it's an adjustment.
Yeah, it really is, especially for the viewer.
And yesterday I wanted to watch baseball. Number one, because I'm interested in baseball now. Who would have thought, right?
Right.
But two, because they were talking about putting, you know, computer generated fans in the stands and,
right,
you know, having them do, you know, just act like they're a crowd and having them do the wave. And I wanted to see how that was going to play. I never saw it. You know, when I was watching, I never saw it. So I don't know if they, you know, just didn't do it this weekend or what, but it is, yeah, it's an adustment. And I was watching basketball the other night, and it just seemed like a summer league game or a D league game or what they call it now. It just seemed like that to me because there's nobody, like you said, the players are spaced out on the sidelines. There's nobody in the crowd. So, you know, you don't even see the bleachers. I don't think they have bleachers anywhere where they are. Where either the WNBA or the NBA are. They don't have bleachers. Fun fact real quick, where the WNBA is, I don't know if you watch those games, they're actually, like, pretty much playing on a movie set.
Right, because they're not too, I don't want to say they're not too far down, maybe a couple hours down. They're a couple hours a little further south. They're playing at the, as I mentioned, you know, last week too, they're playing at the IMG Academy, which is, you know, a kind of a sports facility for up and coming, on the junior circuit, basketball, baseball, you know, a lot of the young upcoming talent. You'll see tennis, a lot of tennis players go to IMG. You'll see, you know, 13, 14 year olds there. So anyway, they're using their facility, which is, and again, we also have to understand too that for everybody, this is, even though it's neutral, so this is not like the home crowd. You know, there's no advantage. No team has advantage. You know, and WNBA is the same. Of course, you know, it's saying that they don't necessarily have, you know, I don't want to say the best facilities, but I mean they're not, you know, on NBA type of scale. So of course, finding some place for them to play is not going to be, again, you know, something like the you know, something like being in the bubble there in Orlando. Of course, they're going to have what they have, but they, you know, it's almost like kind of like college compared to, you know, professional.
Exactly. Yeah, that's
They had their regular season start yesterday, the WNBA anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a lot of people were excited to see Ionescu play for the New York Liberty, it didn't work out. First game, like, everybody, you know, originally,
yeah, I was gonna say, it's the first game,
Yeah, I mean, I didn't think that she was gonna come out there and bust out, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, seriously, you know, with like some super, you know, game or whatever. You know, they lose to Seattle Storm. You know, she only had like 12 points. You know, I mean, again, and then again, the two. I'm also thinking of the season for the WNBA. At least it's a 22 game season this season.
A lot of season to be played, like a lot of games to be played. So
right, and even still, to me, even at the end of this season, it's a 22 game season. So it's kind of shortened a little bit. It's not really the full season per se. So you know, everything has to be taken into account. But I guess you know, but again, this is not unheard of. Rookies everywhere have this type of issue. Right. You know, starting out. Right, you know, whether it's a full regular season or not, you know, these things kind of happen. Maybe she'll come into her own. You know, we just have to see. Again, I'm hoping that she doesn't feel like there's so much pressure. I know that again, you know, everybody's looking forward to seeing her play, but you know, just like everybody else in any sport, man, woman, you have to have right people around you too. So, you know, you can't do it all.
Can't do it all by yourself. So
right.
So I mean, it's a lot of, you know, season, a lot more games to be played. So
right, absolutely.
You know, and that was just the first one.
Right, absolutely.
So that's can't.
I'm, you know, yeah, I'm, can't not wor- I'm not worried about.
No, not at all.
Right,
not at all.
So yeah. Yeah, like I said, we'll stick with the WNBA for a minute. Like I said, again, there are some. You know, there was their actual season started. I don't believe these are not scrimmage games. These are actual games that are that they started, whereas the NBA are there scrimmaging right now. And then the season starts actually on the 30th. The games that actually will count start on the 30th is what I should say.
Right. Yeah, because so, I think they have, what, two more?
Right.
Some people have like two more games, I think, because we had what these weekend.
And the not only that too, you know, it's kind of like NFL preseason where the starters aren't really playing a whole lot in these scrimmages. They're playing some, but not a whole lot. You know, this is a great example, for real. Okay, so you're living in the bubble.
Mm-hmm.
You know you're living in a bubble.
Mm-hmm.
Yet you still you step outside the bubble.
And man, you're not.
I don't understand this. You know there's a quarantine. I'm just trying to understand why you feel the need to, especially when you know that if something happens, you're going to be quarantined. So, I mean, and with the shortened season, you know, that's a long time, like 2 weeks to be quarantined. Yeah. It's a long time in the shortened season.
Yep, it sure is. I don't understand. I don't understand that either. Why do you feel the need that you have to step out of the bubble? You're in the bubble for a reason.
Right.
You're there for a reason. Like, you can't. To me, like that should be, you know, my thing. If I were to be in their shoes, okay, I'm in this bubble, pretty much isolated for, you know, so many weeks or a month or, you know, however long that they're going to be there, pretty much isolated. So, you know, just bye bye to the outside world for right now.
I mean, because my thing is the reason why I was this, okay, because Lou Williams, he said he went to the strip club while he was out, supposedly going to his grandfather's funeral.
See what I'm saying? That right there, and you all trying to get some girls to shake ass for
right
at home.
No, I'm not hating on the strip club. Do what you do. But my thing is, before you got into the bubble, didn't you have all this time to do all this outside the bubble?
You know what? He may not have. Maybe things weren't open where he is. I don't know. You know, where Mo Williams lives, but maybe things weren't open and maybe he just had his fix.
And who's that stepped out to go get food? I mean, come on, you get everything. I'm just confused.
They're not used to being confined. They're not used to being confined. You know, it's.
Wait a minute, because you were doing all this stuff. You were doing your little IG and TikTok videos from your house this whole time before you went to Orlando. And now you're telling me now all of a sudden you don't want to be confined. Come on. It looks like you're doing just fine at home when you were at home. What's the problem?
Thinking that it's different because they're probably figuring like it seems like an away game for me, right? You go to an away game, you stay at your hotel, but you can leave the hotel. And, you know, life before COVID, right? You can leave the hotel and you know, kind of have a little bit of freedom to go explore the city or whatever you need to do, right? But now that, you know, you're trapped in this bubble, then your mind is like, oh, my God, I got to get out somehow, some way. I'm not in my house. I'm not around my family. I'm around my teammates. I'm here for however long. I just need to go and I need to go and make brain real quick.
you know what? I'm not doing it. I can't.
But you know what? He might have went to the strip club to go get some chicken wings. I hear that the chicken wings are great at the strip club. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sure that they had some call-in service you could carry out. Stop it. I'm gonna need no.
Considering they grabbing no food that I see posted, I might have wanted some good chicken wings.
You know what? I don't know food at a strip club.
Honey mustard.
I just don't see where this is.
Some pepper wings.
Yeah, you gotta get a. Oof, Lord Jesus. I mean, but it just seems to amaze me how this stuff is happening because, you know, and it only seems, well, at this particular point, it only seems to be happening with WNBA, with NBA players.
NBA, of course.
The NBA.
They're men. They're not that disciplined. Men ain't disciplined on any given day now. You know, you put them in a bubble, we won't break out of this thing. We got to get out of this joint.
I just don't get it. But, you know, okay, however that works. But, needless to say, you know.
Strip club. I'm
saying. Yeah, I need to bring some shit. That's it. That's what I need. Yeah, I just have a hankering for some wings because there are no strip clubs where I am. I have to go to, the Magic City wings are better.
I just hope you had this mask and gloves
on. mask and gloves on. Really? I do. Oof, girl, that's not. I'm gonna grab some wings. I'm not even gonna pay attention to the ladies dancing right here. I'm just coming here to grab some wings.
He just wanted to get some chicken wings. I hear that they are very good at the strip club, so that's probably why he didn't go make it rain on the dance.
That's it. Yeah. While I'm in here, I'm gonna go ahead and make it rain a little bit, and then I'm gonna get my wings to go anyway. So
help pay the college tuition, you know. Times are hard for everyone.
Yeah, we are in the middle of a pandemic. You know, we are in the middle of a pandemic. So, you know, I know that these ladies need the help.
Yes. And you know what? It might have been a drive-through strip club. You know, they might have been dancing and serving wings at the same time. Mm-hmm. You just never know. He had to get out and experience that.
Oh Lord Jesus!
You need to stay in that bubble. Don't be coming back bringing nothing back.
That's just what I'm saying. Can you just stay in the bubble? Can you stay there? What the problem is? What the problem
hard
is?
Head. Hard head.
just killing me.
I'm trying, Mo.
But you know what? At the same time, as we're talking about this, these are the type of things that go along with sports when it starts anyway. There's some story, somebody's doing something. If they ain't getting arrested or getting into some kind of, you know, predicament, these are the stories. So what else do we really expect?
So we're going to keep it on that same round, right, and talk about the NFL real quick. Because the NFL has a set of rules. NFL got a set of rules of what you cannot do. You know, while training camp, or I guess while the season, so people can, you know, try and stay as healthy as possible. And one of those things was going out. I'm trying to find a list right now, but one of those things was going out. Like they can't go out to clubs or something. They can't go out to bars, no restaurants. It's a bunch of things that was outlined.
See, that's what they need. That's what they need to do. I mean, that's the type of thing, but to me, that's the type of thing that needs to happen. Set that stuff up beforehand.
Exactly. Like, you need to get, before training camp starts, you need to get all that stuff out right now. It says, EFT's website here. Excuse me. So it says, per multiple sources, the deal specifically prohibits players from engaging in certain behaviors this season. Players cannot attend indoor nightclubs, indoor bars, except to pick up food, indoor house parties with 15 or more people, indoor concerts, professional sporting events, or indoor church services that allow attendance above 25% of capacity. And if the players can be fined for violating these rules. Now I'm looking at this. Okay, so they can't attend those things indoors. So you mean to tell me they can go outdoors and go to an outdoor club party or something, or outdoor bar? An outdoor house party? Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
So outdoors versus indoors is just better.
It appears so.
They don't need to go to any of these places at all. That would be my thing. Just don't go. Just don't go, period. Like I said, they'll be fine. It says, moreover, if they test positive after engaging in prohibited activities, they will not be paid for the games they miss. Also, guarantees in their contracts will be voided. So it's NFL players, you better get all that partying and whatever else you need to get out now. Go to your strip club, the drive-through strip club, get whatever you need to get out. Get that out now. Because actually, no, rookies already showed up to camps. Am I right?
Yeah, I believe so. Yeah,
he's already showed up. I think everyone else shows up on Monday, if I'm not mistaken. So, y'all just live it up this weekend. Don't get in no trouble. And see y'all around in your cities.
It's gonna be some wild happenings. But like I said, but they're here. There is definitely monetary punishment. Either whether it's getting fined or losing pay.
Yeah.
So, you know, I can't even be mad with that.
And wow, it says it will be interesting to see how the team enforces the rules. Some may use security officials to monitor local establishments or to track the behavior of players. Others may rely on contacts within the community to contact the team if and when violations are witnessed. Some may set up an NBA-style tip line. So you pretty much got people snitching. And it says, one source said Saturday morning, every player should delete social media. Don't, but these kids, they just love to put everything on social media. That's the problem. Then you have your group of people that you are with who also like to put things on social media to say, oh, I'm with such and such. Here we are. We partying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Watch the circle. Watch your circle. And if your circle was anything, then they'll be like, you know what, bro, this is not good. This is not a good look. Don't do it.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I agree. But I'm really glad that they're putting these type of things in place, though.
Yeah, NFL had all the time in the world to, you know, put these things in place. excuse me, to put these things in place right now, so that way, you know, we can have a smooth running season.
Mm-hmm.
But yikes, it's going to be interesting.
It is. Really going to be
interesting. You know, just going forward with with all of these professional sports starting up. So now what I want to know is, you know, what I've been looking out for is what's going to happen with college. I know that some divisions are not going for the fall. Am I right?
Right. Well, there's, I think Michigan State was one of the very recent teams who have cut their, who have shut their program down because, you know, some staff, members and a player or two have contracted COVID during this time when they're, because, you know, usually they're starting now. So they shut down the season because they're just not going to risk it with the kids. You know, I know that, it's college in general coming back because, I mean, I guess it's like local school. Like, do you, you know, whatever the argument is there with coming back and being, responsible with,
mm-hmm.
you know, with all of the protocols and safety measures that we're supposed to be, you know, doing. I mean, I think that's going to be rough because, you know, it's not like, you know, like an NFL, like it's a 53-man roster. You have a certain, you know, you see some of those college teams, they have like the whole sideline is, anywhere between 70, 80 players out there. You know, it's just really kind of, you know, scary to see, you know, how many players are actually going to be able to be on a team, how much staff you're going to be able to carry with you, where, like I said, on the professional side, they're paring it down. Look, basically, it's the bare, like the skeleton crew. This is it. This is all you can have. You know what I'm saying? And they can make the adjustments because of, you know, they're on that professional level. But, you know, it's a college. You know, so what do you do there? Do you only, you know, only your teams in your conference? Are you traveling? I think there's probably a lot to consider when it comes to college. So I'm curious to see. I'm really curious to see too is how they're gonna, because like, again, how about if you're like Michigan State? How about if they're on your schedule? How about they're shutting their program down? So how does that work? You know, with your team and your schedule now, I mean, with the, you know right. what I'm saying?
Do they just take that away? I mean, I just feel like there's no, you're not going to be able to.
Right. Because I know here, like locally here, like I know the DC public schools, like they're like, no, we're not having any sports.
Yeah. And personally, I don't think, I just think fall sports should not, fall sports at the school level should not happen right now because it's still uncertain and numbers are slowly rising.
Absolutely. Again,
numbers are slowly rising, like
reopening and people kind of getting back out there a little bit. You're right. Absolutely. Well, they're not slowly rising. They're rising at, you know, like ridiculous rates now. I mean, it's like almost back up to when it first started.
Yeah, so, you know, that's kind of scary in a sense. And, you know, you don't want people ending up in hospitals and people, you know, more people dying again at, you know, such large numbers. Like, just,
right.
I get that some, you know, some people, it may hurt some people, some people's chances of, you know, maybe getting that scholarship to college, or maybe, you know, securing their future, you know, within sports. But just have a backup plan. I'm sorry, and I don't mean to sound harsh when I say that, but have a backup plan. Like, as of right now, sports is just not, it's not it. Like I said, I want to see how long it's going to take for the professional sports that are back. How long is it going to take? Are they going to be able to finish out their season? You know what I mean? So it's a lot that they have to restrict, you know, as far as these games and just going outside of their bubble. Now, I really want to see, okay, so the WNBA and NBA have, you know, they're in their respective bubbles, right? So the teams that have been invited, or all the teams are there, so that way, you know, they don't have to travel.
Right.
They don't have to travel a different city. Everybody is in one space. Now, when it comes to the NFL, they're not in a bubble. They're going to have to travel from city to city, right? So how, I just want to know, which I'm going to be looking at again, like, how is that going to work? How is that going to work now? And I'm asking this too, because I'm looking at some rules for, you know, travel, for NFL travel this year. And some of the rules are no use of public or private transportation in other cities. No leaving the hotel to go to restaurants to open to the public. No room visits by anyone outside of traveling party. So that means, you know, you can't have your family. And no use of shared hotel facilities. So the pools, the gyms, you can't use those things. So you're pretty much confined to your hotel and everybody that's in your traveling party.
Well, my understanding, right, and the NFL, I think they're the only ones who are going to, well, no, because baseball is traveling, but they're only staying in their divisions, if I'm not mistaken. So basically, like, the Nationals will only be playing the teams on the East Coast. They're not going to travel to the West Coast. So I believe with the NFL, they're traveling. They're, like, actually traveling. So again, they're putting in place, you know, just like they did with the players, you know, hey, this is what you can do, this is what you can't. So, you know, and you know what? And they do need to have those very harsh, you know, consequences for
I agree. They do need that, because again, they are hard headed. somebody's gonna try it.
Of course they are. Because No, because what is that? In the bubble, that what they had the stripper girl come to the room. Come to the hotel. I can't. The NBA just get on my nerves. I'm saying it really needs to be you know, those you know, rule, like you said, need to be set and defined. And because they are trapped, said, hey, we're all traveling as a group. You're not going to be able to, and everybody needs to understand. And I'm sure families understand. Well, they should understand. You know,
families understand. But you know, you think about, you know, folks got holes in different area codes. You need to realize, sweetheart, that you can't go and see him. You can't see him because he's in your city. You can't just show up at the hotel. It's not going to work that way now.
Right.
You need to stay home, and he needs to stay because he's got a job to do. And we don't know where you've been. Right. We don't know where you've been. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got to think about that type of stuff, too. And I'm wondering how it's going to work, like, for the Washington football team, which we're going to get to in a minute.
We're going to get to that.
Yeah, we're going to get to that in a minute. I wonder how they're, like, how it's going to be for them, since they, you know, I know where they stay. They stay down the street, and, you know, usually they're just out and about walking around, because, you know, sometimes if I'm down there where they are, I, you know, can, right, you know, spot them sometimes out. So I guess that means that they're just going to be chilling in the hotel and not going anywhere. Mm-hmm, and mm-hmm. Fans, y'all need to stay away, because, you know, you're not trying to transmit anything from anybody or give anybody anything as far as COVID-19 is concerned. So this is like a stay. NFL is like a stay tuned. Let me see what's going to happen. And I'm here for it. I can't wait to see what happens. I mean, it's a little weird this year because we don't have preseason, don't have the Hall of Fame game. Like, I usually look forward to that. Like, football is on my screen. We don't have the Hall of Fame game, no Hall of Fame enshrinement. So, you know, that weekend was done, and then no preseason games at all. Like, the season starts what, September 6th?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's gonna be the first. That's gonna be the first thing we see week one.
Right. Ooh,
that's gonna be interesting in itself, because you have time to kick off and get the chemistry and stuff down week one.
Yeah.
And you got a rookie quarterback who's, you know, he about to start out, and he ain't been, you know, hit by nobody, because we ain't had no preseason. Boy, be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, because if we thought injuries were happening before, I think they're going to happen on such a large scale now that I just don't even know.
My God, it's going to be interesting, and I'm here for it. I'm going to look, but it's going to be interesting. And, you know, I'm just going to segue on into staying in the interesting. Because my beloved team here in the D.C. area have since retired their name, and all the controversy that has come around with it. It's just, it's been a whirlwind of a few weeks for them. But,
right,
you know, they issued a statement the other day, temporarily, let me say this again for the people in the back, temporarily, their name is going to be the Washington Football Team.
Right.
People are so upset.
Why?
People are upset losing their shit.
They are.
Because Washington Football Team. How can they? This is embarrassing. We are the laughingstock. First and foremost, let me just say this: we've been embarrassed for the last 20 years. Another year is not going to hurt. So y'all, all of y'all that's embarrassed, stop playing, because we, our ass has been embarrassed for the last 20 years. Okay, that's number one. Number two, change is good. Change the damn name. And let's be on, get rid of, you know, everything that was associated with that name. I love that name. Don't get me wrong. That's, you know, that was my team that I grew up to love with that name. But at the same time now, we are now the Washington Football Team. That's what a lot of y'all commentators and people have been calling it for the last few years anyway, because you didn't want to say the name because of the fit.
Thank you. Thank you for saying that. Okay, go ahead. That was my point exactly, but go ahead. Yes.
So please don't act like it's, oh my God, I can't believe you're calling it the Washington Football Team. Please, and to the other people who are laughing at us, forget you. I was going to say something else, but I'm not. Forget you. Cowboys, we still don't like y'all, and we still will whoop y'all asses in the season should we get to. So please. And Giants, the Eagles too, the whole NFC East, y'all gonna get whooped by the Washington Football Team this year. Yeah, I said it. But yeah, I mean, like, people need to, what people don't understand, excuse me, what people don't understand is Did you really think that we were going to come up with a team name in a matter of weeks?
Thank you. Yes. Go ahead, please. Yes. Because if you
know anything about business and marketing and, you know, rebrand and rebuild, guess what? And trademarking, that stuff takes a while for real. Mm-hmm. It takes a while, no matter who you are, no matter how much money you have. That stuff takes a while to get things trademarked. This is not a rushed process. They're trying to find a name that fits, that, you know, fits the culture, that's the changing culture around here, so we can really have a damn good culture around here, you know, for the next however many years that they're going to be named whatever they, you know, name. Plus, you got to trademark, you have to rebrand everything, and you know, that's going to take a while too. You got to get a new logo. You have to get uniforms, new merch, all of that. Y'all really think that was going to take, you know, a matter of weeks and maybe a month before the season started? Absolutely not. So Washington football team is what we are for right now. And, you know, the colors did not change. So let's just come together as a nation, Washington football team nation, and, you know, just let's move on from there. I know it's easier said than done for some, but, you know, it is what it is at this point.
I like I said, again, my sentiments exactly. Yeah, people have people are having such a hard time. They couldn't come up with a name, like you said. I agree with all of the things you just said there. It does take time. You have to rebrand. I mean, you have this real estate agent out here who's done trademark or patenting all these names. So now you gotta go.
11 names. Like, yeah. Come on, sir.
Yeah. 11 names. You're right. So I mean, you know what I'm saying? So you try, like you said, you're trying to find something that fits. You might want to, you know, like I said, you just can't jump out there with any kind of thing, because you don't want to. Okay, which brings me to the reason why I want to say this is because NHL expansion just named Seattle's hockey team the Kraken. Seattle Kraken. Okay, don't get me wrong. Okay, I get it, but to me. For me, that just sounds like some off-brand, you know, XFL type of name. Like, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't sound like, you know, I don't know. It doesn't mix in with the rest of the team names.
It sounds like a great value brand name. You know what I mean?
No. And maybe they didn't. Maybe it took them a long time. Maybe it did, you know, I get it. But at the same time, it's so difficult. Like you said, I mean, they're going to keep the colors, which is great. Mm-hmm. But you also have to keep in mind, too, like I was discussing with some folks, you have to also keep in mind, too, that Washington has a fight song. You're going to have to adjust.
Thank you.
Whatever you do with that as well. They're one of the very few teams that have a song.
Uh-huh. So
you're going to have to take all of this into consideration. And I do appreciate, like I said, a lot of people are just, like you said, they're really upset. They just panties in a bunch because they don't have a name. And they're going to, but like you said, you've been calling the Washington football team this whole season because you guys don't want to use, you know, you didn't want to use Redskins because you thought it was, you know, it's derogatory. Okay, I get that. You know, we've already discussed that. We get that. But now we're going to just use the name that everybody else has been using. Oh, that's not good enough. But you all have been using it. And they're like, again, they're going to keep the colors. This keeps, you know, like I said, this gives them a whole season, like you said, to rebrand, to come up with something that's going to fit. And I think that they're going to come up with something that's going to work for everybody.
Me too.
You know, a lot of people,
they're going to take their time.
Right. And a lot of people think that, oh, well, you know, you know, as it was explained to me, you know, when Dan Snyder had said that he wasn't going to change the name of the team, that was because, you know, trademarking and things like this, it was in a different context, but people took it to mean, you know, that he would never ever do it for, you know, one reason or, you know, for the reasons that are, you know, people are protesting.
Mm-hmm.
Was doing it as a trademark. So he may still keep the Redskins name as a trademark, but he's not going to use it anymore, obviously, now as team official team name.
Right.
So that being said, you know, again, I think the time they're going to take to go ahead, get it together, make it something meaningful.
Not offending any, I mean, you know, trying to make it enough to won't offend anybody.
I think so.
You know, everybody, you can't please everybody. That's number one, because if you do that, then you'll never, you know, get anywhere. Yeah. But at least, you know, at least it won't be something that might not be offensive. And if you call yourself a fan, then you're going to ride this thing out. If it's something that you don't agree with, and you want to, you know, jump ship, then jump ship right now. Don't wait until the new team name, the new permanent team name, comes around. It's just a team name. Is that going to change the product on the field? I hope it does for the better. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. People are really tripping hard. And they need to chill out. Redskins fans, y'all need to chill out. It's okay. Okay. Pull a tank. It's going to be okay.
Yeah, I know.
I promise you, it's just a team name.
I know. And I just, you know.
Lord, just a team name. Like they are really tripping. Yeah,
They really are.
We're gonna move on.
Yeah, So that's our take on that.
I did want to address one more thing before we do move on. Just because, you know, we love to empower the women, we love to represent for women.
Oh yeah.
So Larry Michael, which was the voice of the Reds last 16 seasons, who abruptly retired. In light of scandal, and I like Lurie, but you know, so they've since hired Julie Donaldson from Comcast, or formerly of NBC Washington Sports, or whatever the Comcast Sportsnet is, what I still call them. But they've hired Julie to, you know, take over the reins for the media. And I couldn't be more happier, because I like Julie. I'm a huge fan of Julie. I've met her, you know, several times. She is just like so awesome, so personable, like, you know, just real. She's really, really good people. And I'm not just saying that just to say that, but she really is. And I think that they've, you know, first of all, I see what you're doing, Washington, by hiring this woman to take over, but in light of all the, you know, the recent events, because they've also hired another woman as a sports reporter also for the team. So I see what you're doing there. Can we get some women of color in there though? Like, let's get that cracking too.
This is going to be good, because, you know, after we talked with Jennifer King, you know, the initiative with with women, you know, developing, you know, the women's perspective in sports, and the partnership, and making things better. I think that this is a good thing.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
I love that. And, you know, just to hear again a woman's perspective on things, and Julie's, she's very knowledgeable.
Right. Yeah.
She can hold it down. So, you know, and they went to her for the job. So to me, that says a lot also.
Right.
and okay. how, you know, how well respected she is and how they respect her work. So congratulations to Julie. I love it. I think, you know, it's a really, really good fit. And, you know, she's not, you know, she's taking Larry's place, but, you know, she's going to do things obviously her way and not the way Larry did it. So, you know, they're moving in a different direction, you know, in another direction. So congratulations, Julie.
Yes, congratulations to her. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, like, some diversity on the team. I love this. I love it. I feel like, you know, we were ahead of our time, Yolanda, when we highlighted Jennifer.
Yep, I think so. I think we're seeing all this. Yeah, all this is coming to fruition.
It surely is, and I'm loving it. Okay, so that was all I needed to say on that. I just had to get that out there. Mm-hmm. Let me see here. Y'all must have forgot.
Girl, that's getting ready to make a comeback. That's getting ready to make a comeback. So.
I couldn't help myself. I just couldn't. If you don't know that reference, that means that you're too young and you just, you know, you don't understand. But the reference was Roy Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Call y'all must have forgot because he thought he was a rapper. I don't know why. Mm-hmm. Roy, you can barely talk and, you know, you want to rap, whatever. But Tyson Roy Jones Jr. fight September 12th. I'm here for it all. Okay. I'm here for it all. I can't wait. Because it's gonna be on pay-per-view. I will order that fight because, you know, these little fluke fights, I'm not gonna call them fluke, but these little fights that they've been having lately have purely been for money. The undercards have been better than, you know, the regular fight. I mean, the premiere for the headliner fight. Man, I can't talk. But this Tyson and Roy Jones Jr., I'm here for it all. I promise you, I am. I haven't seen like no real good boxing since I was young.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
I'm with it.
Yeah. I mean, you know, have you seen Tyson's videos?
My God. I can't be mad. You know, I can't be mad. Roy, give me
still got it. I tell you that.
Yeah.
He still has it. And, you know, I don't want to be punched by Mike Tyson.
No, I even at 53, I'm good.
Nah, we friends. We friends, Mike. No,
because this is, and you know, I was talking to another coworker, and I was, you know, just saying how, you know, like some people, this is what they do. You know how you know you don't ever truly retire because what you don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And this is what he does. He's pretty good at what he does.
He is. And so
for him to look almost as good as he did in his heyday, I'm thinking,
he's fast with it too.
I can't
say the same about Roy Jones because I haven't seen, I don't know what Roy Jones has
on.
I want to watch the 10, I think it's a 10-week series or a 10-episode series or something leading up to the fight. I'm watching that.
I'm definitely watching that.
Hey, I think they said Tyson said it's going to be on Thriller. I don't know if that's
Thriller. Yeah. Thriller, T-R-I-L-L-E-R. Yes, Thriller.
Thriller. Right. Thriller. Yeah.
You got too much Michael Jackson on the brain. You got one of the Michael, because that Michael Jackson versus Prince thing going on. Don't do that.
You got too much Michael MJ going on in your head. Don't do that.
It's funny. Yeah, okay. Triller.
Triller. Yeah, get it. Let's get these people right, because they paying big dollars.
Okay, for real.
Big dollars.
Hey, yes, it's going to be, I think they said it was like 10 episodes or something, but that's going to be leading up to the fight, you know, showcasing, and I guess, you know, how they had those little series showcasing to the fight. I am here for it. I can't wait to see that, because, and Tyson was on, he was on TMZ the other day talking about it and said it's going to be a concert too. It's going to be a whole event.
He got a whole event going on. He got a concert.
He said it's going to be a concert. You guys are going to love it. Oh. The kids love it. Okay, Tyson, yes.
He's making this. Well, you know, let's remind the people that this is supposed to be an exhibition fight.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm just letting you know, it's supposed to be an exhibition fight.
Eight rounds.
Let's remind each other, this is not for belt. This is not going to count in the win, you know, in the actual wins and losses category. So we need to, make sure that we remind folks that this is what's going on.
Yes, the exhibition. Roy Jones gonna forget.
he's gonna forget. He must have forgot.
Them jokes and memes are gonna fly high. I just know it. Oh my God.
He might redo his video for that song. You never know.
Never know. Y'all must have got. Okay. All right, Rachel.
He probably watch. I bet you that 10, we're gonna hear that song. I'm telling you, he's gonna have a whole video clip to that song. Watch.
I can't wait. I'm here for it all. Y'all go right ahead. I'm here for it all. Oh my gosh. One last thing, speaking of battles.
Okay.
I just wanted to, you know, say something about the Versus battle that they had on Wednesday with Snoop and DMX.
Okay, so what did you think about that? Yeah, I wanted to hear what you thought about that.
That was so entertaining. Like, that has to be like one of my top five verses, you know, since quarantine that this has been going on, because people were all, you know, all over Snoop, like, oh, Snoop's going to bring it. Snoop's catalog is long. Yes, Snoop has a long catalog. I get that. But DMX, I kept saying, DMX is going to bring the energy. He's going to bring all the energy. He's bringing all the energy.
That's very cool. Both of them
brought that energy. Like, Snoop is so, like, mellow and laid back and had, you know, was doing his little sea walking and stuff. DMX was sitting there, you know, just bringing all the energy and singing along with some of the songs that Snoop sang. It was so enjoyable. He was talking about his baby moms and saying, you know, he put on one song, I forget the daggone song, one of Snoop's songs when he gets upset with the baby mothers.
Oh, are you kidding? Oh, boy. Oh, I'm gonna have to check out that whole thing. But I heard, I think there's just so many collaborations that he does, as opposed to like own songs. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Snoop really could have put the whole Doggy Style album on, and you know, really just went there, because I love that album so much.
That was a pretty good one.
But yeah, man, I just wanted to touch on that real quick before we get out of here.
Those verses are pretty good. Plus, I see people, you know, post on social media like different ones that they either would like to see, you know, or just step like, well, like I was mentioning that, like MJ Prince joint. I was like, oh boy, they would never. I don't know. yeah. I don't know. I mean, I like I like Prince coming out of that one, but I don't know, because like you said, you know, it was a different type of thing because he switched up so much, you know.
Exactly.
It's hard to say.
You have to get somebody who they're kind of not on the same level, but like kind of have a kind of the same music and not too different.
Right. So, exactly. It has to, like you said, it has to be, yeah. Like they could say that was a good one.
Right. It's a lot that has to be right with these, you know, with these versus battles. But I just wanted to touch on that real quick. Like I said before we get out of here, because time is up.
Yes, I see that. I see that.
Time is up. This was a jam-packed show. Today, that's for sure.
Yeah,
but I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of the sports continue. Hopefully, you know, with to go off without a hitch. To NFL players, you know, stay home, stay in your little areas where you are. Don't do nothing. To the NBA and WNBA players, stay in the bubble. No need to go out and go and get no strip of chicken wings and like that. It's not worth it.
Mm-mm. Just go on to the Wingstop or America's Best or something. Get you some wings.
It's Grill Pub or
Curbside.
Something. Just call some. Bring you some food. Dang. Yeah. Y'all don't have to go out.
I'd like rather your mama fry you some wings and bring you something.
Right. Can your wife, your girlfriend cook?
Don't put these people out there like that.
Shit on a Sunday. I'm sorry. On that note, you know what? I'm just going to end that here. I'm just going to end it here. This has been another great episode of Ladies POV. We'll be back. No telling what's gonna happen, but we'll be back next week, y'all. Take care. Peace.
See you.